Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling. Our mission is to equip parents to classically educate their children at home, to know God, and to make Him known. Here is Classical Conversations founder, Lee Bortons.
In 1962, John F. Kennedy had this to say to Nobel Prize winners at the White House: "I think this is the most extraordinary collection of talent, of human knowledge, that has ever been gathered together at the White House, with the possible exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone. Jefferson could calculate an eclipse, survey an estate, tie an artery, plan an edifice, try a cause, break a horse, and dance the minuet." We might call someone like this a Renaissance man, but today we tend to think of education in terms of specialization. How do we prepare for a specific career? But is this how we should be teaching our students? We allow our children to specialize way too early. For centuries, educators and parents universally recognized a core base of knowledge often referred to as the educational canon. Educators guided students through the mastery of this core knowledge, including literature, writing, math, geography, history, science, the fine arts, and Latin. In recent years, this core body of knowledge has been buried in trendy curricula, which can actually hamper the acquisition of knowledge. The classical education movement seeks to reclaim this lost core. The style of education trained up the great thinkers of the past, from Aristotle and Plato to C.S. Lewis and Thomas Jefferson. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 9:22. Paul says, "I have become all things to all men, that I may by all means save some." In the same way, if our children are well-versed in a variety of subjects, they are able to converse with many people. They will be better prepared to both know God and to make Him known.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit classicalconversations.com.